4:10 start this afternoon. You know what that means. 3:40 Marlins on deck on the radio. At Marlins Park, come by for Moisey's Alou Bobblehead Day. Those part of the Fish family earn 20 points with the bonus code ALOU, A-L-O-U. The Saturday afternoon play-by-play comes from Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner today at 4:10 on the Marlins Radio Network.
Well, the way this Marlins-Cubs game began tonight, both teams scoring four runs in the first inning. We thought we might be in for one of those Wrigley Field-style 22-21 games, but boy, things certainly slowed down after the first. Cubs manage a run in the seventh. That's the only run the rest of the way. Cubs win this game 5-4 to even the series at a victory apiece. Tom Kohler and Kyle Hendricks were the starting pitchers tonight, both coming in hot, but both looked as though they might have very short nights the way things started. In the top of the first, Jason Hayward flew out to center field and a nice sliding catch by Marcelo Ozuna to start the game. But then, with one out and nobody on, Tom Kohler went after Chris Bryant.
Last night at a key point in the game, they walked Chris Bryant, the Marlins did, intentionally to bring Contreras up, the youngster. Here's a ball drilled high into the air to deep left. It's a no-doubter for Chris Bryant. Think he likes the number two spot. Long gone, home run number 18 for Bryant, 1-0 Cubs.
Well, Ben Zobrist followed with a single, and then Jose Contreras came up. Tom Kohler had allowed one homer in his last nine starts, only four in 14 starts coming in. Bryant took him deep, and two batters later, the rookie Contreras did it again.
And the Marlins outfield, Yelich, Ozuna, and Stanton. Here's the pitch. And a ball hit high into the air to right. That's back toward the Marlins bullpen, and it's gone. A two-run home run for Contreras. His third major league home run in his seventh game. And a 3-0 Cub lead against Kohler here in the first.
And the Cubs weren't done. Former Marlin Chris Coughlin followed with a booming triple to right field. Man at third, still only one out for the third baseman, Javier Baez.
Coughlin at third with one out. Baez going to try to get him in somehow. Here's a ground ball past Echeverria. Base hit to left center. 4-0 Chicago. Against the drawn-in infield, Baez picks up an RBI, his 20th, and the Cubs have a 4-0 lead on five consecutive hits with one out.
Now, Addison Russell followed with a single to make it six straight hits. The pitcher Hendricks dropped down a sack bunt, and Albert Almora Jr. struck out to end the first inning. And beginning with the sack bunt, Kohler would allow only one more hit, and he'd retire 16 of the final 20 men he faced in somehow settling down and making it through six innings in this game. Kohler in the first allowed four runs on six hits, two homers. He threw 24 pitches, 18 strikes, six consecutive one-out hits, and the Cubs with Kyle Hendricks on the mound were off and running up 4-0 after a half inning. But in the bottom of the first, Derek Dietrich led off with a ground ball to shortstop. It was misplayed by Addison Russell, and the Marlins had the first man on. Martin Prado popped to third. Christian Yelich struck out. So look, they might not cash in on that error, but Marcelo Ozuna drew a walk. Giancarlo Stanton worked a walk. So suddenly the bases were loaded with two down for the former Cubs farmhand, Justin Bour.
Bour, left-hand batter, backs out. Justin batting 267, a dozen homers and nine doubles. Either would be nice here. Here's the pitch. And Bour slams the ball high into the air, deep center field. Almora back at the wall. It is up, up, and away. Justin Bour, with one mighty swing of the bat, has tied this game at four in the first inning with a slam.
Well, Justin Bour hit a game-tying grand slam in Phoenix 2 weeks ago tonight off Tyler Clifford. That was a pinch hitter in the seventh inning. Tonight, a first-inning game-tying grand slam, the second of his season, the second of his career. That is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So after one, it was Chicago 4, Miami 4, but it would stay that way for a long time. Hendricks got through five, allowed just the one hit, the Bour Grand Slam, four unearned runs because of the Russell error that ignited that four-run first inning. He walked four, struck out five, threw a wild pitch, allowed the home run, 105 pitches, 63 strikes. Meanwhile, Kohler got all the way through six, allowing just those four first-inning runs on seven hits, six of which came back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back in the first. He walked two, struck out six, allowed the two first-inning home runs, hit a man, threw 96 pitches, 60 strikes. This one went to the bullpen, and in the top of the seventh, Mike Dunn was the first man out of that Marlins bullpen. He got the leadoff hitter, Jason Hayward, on a nice catch in right field by Giancarlo Stanton, but then things went sour for Dunn quickly. He walked Chris Bryant. He hit Ben Zobrist in the foot, and then with two men on and one out, he went after the hot-hitting rookie catcher, Wilson Contreras. 1-0 to Contreras is lined to right. Stanton over. He'll have to play it on a bounce. Wave to third coming home. Bryant, Stanton's throw. Not in time. The Cubs have taken the lead in the seventh. An RBI single for Contreras. What an impact this rookie's made. He's driven in three in the ballgame, and it's 5-4 Chicago. When Dunn walked the lefty Coughlin, his night was over. Nick Whitgren came in, down a run, 5-4, bases loaded, one out. Whitgren had come on once earlier this year with the bases loaded and escaped. In fact, he'd inherited nine runners into his appearance tonight without allowing a single one of them to score. They had his work cut out tonight. Bases loaded, one out, going after Javier Baez. Bases full, one down, 1-2 to Baez. Swing and a miss. Whitgren gets a big strikeout. Took something off. Baez out in front. He's got massive power, but he strikes out a lot. And that's a strikeout, a big spot. Two down now. It'll be up to the shortstop, Addison Russell. So it was Russell who had two hits in the game already with the bases full and two outs. Getting his first taste of the big leagues this season. 2-1 to Russell in the air. Foul off of first base. Four over. And he puts the squeeze on out number three. So Whitgren has inherited 12 runners this year. He has stranded 12. That is a big escape. But it was 5-4 Cubs at the seventh inning stretch. Right-handed reliever Trevor Cahill, who'd worked a 1-2-3 sixth inning, allowed a base hit to Echevarria to start the seventh. Down around the Marlins sent Ichiro to the plate, so we got the lefty reliever Travis Wood into the ballgame. He struck Ichiro out, got Dietrich the line to center, but then he walked Martin Prado. So Marlins had a chance, two on, two outs, down a run in the seventh, but Christian Yelich grounded out, ending that threat. Wood then stayed in. He got Ozuna to ground out, Stanton to fly out to start the eighth inning, with Chris Johnson batting for Justin Bour. Joe Maddon turned to his closer, Hector Rondon, two outs, tying man at the plate in the eighth inning, and Rondon struck out Chris Johnson. Then in the ninth, he got JT Realmuto on a liner to left. He got Adani Echevarria to ground to second, and then pinch hitter Cole Gillespie grounded out to end it. Cubs hang on for the 5-4 victory. For Chicago, five runs, eight hits, two errors, nine men left. For the Marlins, four runs, two hits, no errors. They strand five. Trevor Cahill, the winner out of the bullpen, 1-2. Mike Dunn, the loser, 0-1. Hector Rondon, his 13th save in 15 tries. Cubs snap a four-game losing streak. They're 48-24. They have again won two-thirds of their ball games, a .667 winning percentage, including a 23-13 mark on the road. As to the Marlins, they couldn't quite get to 6 over .500 for the first time since June of 2012. They dropped to 39-35 with this setback. Back to .500 now, 19-19 at Marlins Park.
4:10 start this afternoon. You know what that means. 3:40 Marlins on deck on the radio. At Marlins Park, come by for Moisey's Alou Bobblehead Day. Those part of the Fish family earn 20 points with the bonus code ALOU, A-L-O-U. The Saturday afternoon play-by-play comes from Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner today at 4:10 on the Marlins Radio Network.